The Anglican Church of Southern Africa held a midday prayer and wreath-laying ceremony at the Soweto House of Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu on Wednesday. This was one of many memorial services hosted by the church for Tutu in the days leading up to his funeral to be held on Saturday. Reverend Steve Muria of the Diocese of Johannesburg spoke on how Tutu motivated those under his pupilage.
He was motivated, and I believe that Peter, when we spoke about him, how he motivated us intellectually, theologically, speaking to some of the priests who were trained by him, they also talk about how he used to shape their thinking about God, about theology, and about society. And in my reading and in my working with him, as with others like Ndatelinkwe and Le Brother Da, I believe that he was motivated by his faith in the Lord.
Amen.
He had faith in God. He had faith in the people. He had faith in himself. He had faith in others. He had faith in the capabilities of others. He believed that every human being has been given faith by God, and they are all divine.
Also in attendance was Johannesburg Mayor Mpho Phalatse.
I was afraid when I arrived at the house, and Father Xolani mentioned that we were going to start in the chapel where our departed Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu used to pray daily before starting his day. I was afraid because I realized that I was going to have to confront the altar that he raised in his labor of love for this nation and for this continent. I was afraid because of what that would mean for me as an upcoming leader in this city, in this nation, and for many others in my generation and beyond. We were truly blessed as Soweto. We were blessed as the city Johannesburg, and we were blessed as a nation, South Africa, to have had a man of this caliber live and walk in our midst. But we were even doubly blessed, and I read this fun fact during the week, that this is the only street in the world where you have two Nobel Prize winners living on the same street. And they were both awarded an award for peace. It was Archbishop Tutu that coined the phrase Rainbow Nation, depicting who we are as a nation. South Africa is a rich melting pot of different races, culture, religious diversity, and other diversity. And it was their wish to see us embrace that as a gift, as a strength, and not as a weakness. They sought to show us how to build bridges and not to burn them. And today I ask myself, will we continue building those bridges?
For Times Live Podcasts, I am Demi Buzo.